We have a much stronger economy, very diverse food products, and advancements in healthcare and medical research, which are all a result of the positive benefits provided by wildlife and natural ecosystems. Although we attempt to value individual ecosystem services, they are all interlinked and cannot be treated as mutually exclusive. Therefore, a shift towards sustainable development is not only necessary to restore and maintain our ecosystem services, it is also necessary to help maintain its intrinsic value, vital to human well-being. Many people have the luxury of turning on a faucet to get clean water, and this should emphasize the value of security, not worrying about the availability of resources. The paradox between humans and ecosystem services is quite interesting. While humans demand more from ecosystems, our actions are simultaneously weakening the capacity of these very ecosystems to meet our demands. In order to effectively mediate the issues we have created ourselves, there is a great need to unite the social, economic, and political pillars in order to take steps towards sustainable development. Policy and management will be the springboard that will initiate the shift and initiate the extensive reversal of ecosystem degradation. The main hurdle we face is not knowing when and how to intervene. This requires substantial ecological wisdom and a grand social commitment, as stated by the United Nations Environmental Program. Better information cannot guarantee improved decisions, but it is a prerequisite for sound decision-making. UNEP.org.